However, moving on, Western governments have been a key supporter of insurgents fighting in Syria, but their intelligence officials are now sounding the alarm bells. They say militants allied with al-Qaeda are establishing a base in Syria, which threatens Europe. According to a New York Times report, U.S. officials say the situation may force the Obama government to take action, either strike insurgents or approach the Syrian government. The report says at least 1,200 Europeans and dozens of Americans have gone to Syria to join the fight. British intelligence sources say Britons make up the largest contingent of more than 300 in number. The Scotland Yard's counterterrorism chief says there are already indications that Britons are returning from Syria with orders to carry out attacks. Joining us on the line now is political commentator Mr. Christopher Walker, who's with us from London. Sir, welcome to the program. Your thoughts on this recent warning by intelligence officials. Do you see this as a gradual sign of blowback for some of the countries that were supporting the insurgents in Syria?
Yes, I think so. It's very ironical that the Obama regime is now hinting that it may have to cozy up a bit to President Assad rather than covertly supporting the rebels against him, because they feel he's probably the only bolster there against the power of these jihadists. They've intercepted messages from the head of al-Qaeda, and it does appear the plan is to make Syria some sort of regional base for attacks against Europe and against Israel. This is very disturbing news, particularly in Britain, where, as you correctly reported, it's believed some 300 Brits are fighting inside Syria and already beginning to trickle back with orders to launch attacks inside Britain.
And Mr. Walker, very briefly, if you may, can you elaborate on what threats that these kind of individuals will pose for those countries if they return from the fighting in Syria?
Well, they'll be very well trained and hardened, very ruthless, and we can expect, I think, some spectacular sort of attacks of the type we recently saw in the Westgate shopping mall in Kenya.
Okay, political commentator Mr. Christopher Walker joining us from London. Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts with us here on Press TV.